Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know, I'd give you a reach around, but pandemic. Sorry.
It's perfect.
Those services have been suspended until further notice.
Yeah, with some Tool in the background, too. That's nice. We got Kathleen Dunbar.
Bundar?
Shut up.
Kathleen Bundar.
Yeah. Hilarious.
That one is kind of funny, just to say.
Just dying over here. Hey, the way you do that.
Wasn't it still Stuttering Week?
Stuttering Awareness Day yesterday.
Awareness Week.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's Awareness Week. Okay, all right.
Gets the whole week.
Speaking of old rock and roll, here's an old rock and roll story. Is this a Deadpool alert?
I guess so. Yeah. This would be a Deadpool alert. In the newly released clip from the upcoming May 13th episode of The Big Interview with Dan Rather.
Oh, he's on Dan Rather.
Yeah, May 13th is tomorrow. You can see this tomorrow.
Access TV. I don't know if you have it. Todd and I have it. We have DirecTV. It's a great channel. And these interviews are so good.
Yeah, real music centric.
And actors. It's everybody. Yeah. There's a bunch of people.
The founder of Jethro Tull, multi-instrumentalist Ian Anderson.
Is he the flautist?
Yeah, and a singer.
Says that he's been battling chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
That'd be the COPD.
An incurable lung disease for the last couple of years, he said.
My dad has COPD.
Yeah, that's
it's not a death sentence.
Death sentence.
If you exercise and do the proper thing. But you're telling me the guy that wrote Aqualung has lung disease.
Yes.
Sitting on the park bench. Nine little girls with bad intent.
We just turned one of our listeners, a pretty young guy, younger than Nick and Puss. Of course, they're not that young anymore.
Shut up.
Really loves Montrose. Yeah, he discovered a lot of great classic rock because he's about 30. He sent us an email the other day. He said, I love that rock candy.
Ian Anderson says it is a struggle to deal with the COPD. He is 72 now.
Tough to sing, I'm sure.
He still gets out there.
Oh, he does still sing?
Yeah.
Good for him, man.
Yeah, this guy. I got the email up here. 32. Love Skinner, Zeppelin, Rush.
Yeah. Well, all the band, that's where it all started, you know.
Well, you should check out his.
Well, I mean, that's where... It's just another level of where music is going over the years, right? So,
Molly Hatchet.
Well, it'd be great to be young and like have never listened to classic rock and just be able to jump into all that music and be like, whoa.
it would be. It would be very cool. Including Jethro Tull.
You know, like if you've never heard Jimi Hendrix.
I'd probably credit his parents with that. Sure, they were the first ones to, if he's 10 years old, listening to Lynyrd Skynyrd. He ain't getting that from his friends.
No, hell no.
So good on dad.
Ian Anderson attributed his COPD to time spent on stage breathing in the plume of fog generated by smoke machines.
No, but that's not it. It's smoking.
Yeah, does he smoke?
Not aware of that.
He probably smoked his whole life, yeah.
Significant.
Not aware of that.
Contributor. Yeah.
He says smoke machines.
And who knows what they made that fog from back in the day.
That's what he's saying as well.
It might have been something.
From the 70s, I don't know what this, but I have to ask a scientist on that.
Maybe he calls it cigarette smoke machines.
Because he probably smoked the whole time, too. That's how my dad got COPD. He quit smoking 20 years ago.
Yeah, there's no word that Ian Anderson was a smoker.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
And you probably can get the COPD without smoking. I mean, people get lung cancer, right, and they've never smoked.
It's very rare, though.
It is National Police Week, so be nice to your peace officers.
Always them, because they arrest you if you're not.
Yeah, they have guns, too.
Yeah.
Tasers.
We need them.
Yeah. I tend not to argue with them.
I tend not to run into them.
Some of the players that picked.
Although I've got a friend of mine, that's a cop in this town, and this has been about maybe 5-6 months ago. We had to both go somewhere to pick up some stuff for our kids, and I was sitting there, and he came pulling in his cop car, and nothing better than flipping off a cop. I've never done that in my life. Just sat in my car and flipped the cop off looking at me. But he knew. I knew it was him. He knew it was me. Try it. It's the best. But you have to know
still,
the guy.
Still, I would hesitate.
No. I know. You know what? I know him. So, I mean, it wasn't like right. that. But it was just, it was cathartic. Because we've all wanted to flip off a cop. Now, in New York City, you can flip off a cop. They're not going to do anything to you. But where I grew up, you flipped off a cop,
they have time to speak to you.
Yeah, they have time to speak to you. You're right. Exactly.
Yeah, but you flip him off for fun, and then he just for fun tases the hell out of you. No, it's fine. I know him. I know him. It's fine. I can tase him.
It was just cathartic. So if you have a cop friend, I'm sure all of you do, flip them off in uniform in their car.
You know what would be even more cathartic is flipping off a cop you don't know.
Oh, I know. It would. But I don't want to risk that.
No, I don't want to do that either.
Well, yeah, then if they pull you over, you'd be like, no, it's not illegal.
Right.
Like, let's search your
I'll
car.
I'll find something else is illegal. Yeah. Right, yeah.
Yeah, you put yourself under a little
scrutiny. Yeah, don't flip
then.
Off a cop for National Cop Day. That's not why I brought that up.
No, or week. So not at all this week. Yeah. If you did it yesterday, apologize.
Or flip them off on Monday, but don't even do that.
It's going to be a long week
because they are
people,
they are first responders. They're out there dealing with all kinds of idiots with no masks, you know.
Oh yeah.
If they have to be called into bars or restaurants and wherever you're at because of people are not social distancing.
Well, yeah. even making a traffic stop.
Oh yeah.
That's probably their second least favorite call now if somebody isn't social distancing
because
they're going to spit in their face. Those kind of people aren't respectful of, anything.
We follow a Twitter post from Omaha Scanner. It follows the cops in this city, in our city. And one of the posts yesterday was basically reports of 50 people hanging out smoking weed. 50 people.
That's a lot of weed.
That's a lot of weed.
I didn't know there was that much in this town.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they were passing it around, but still 50.
I'm surprised you're here, too.
Yeah, I didn't know there was any.
That's social distancing and smoking weed. That's two illegal things.
Wow. I'm offended
So some cop had to go see what that was about.
Together part.
Some cop had to go see what that was about. Yeah. All I thought was, hey, social distance. I didn't care about the marijuana.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
But the social distancing, now you've gone too far.
What's at least, 20 joints?
You tell me.
Probably.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe. You don't got 50 novices hanging around smoking weed.
I'm going 25.
All right.
Yeah, but it could have been.
But true social distancing, you all have your own joint.
Yeah, it could have been 10 to
12. Yeah, they should be passing it.
Right.
Right, if they were truly responsible.
Be funny
right. But it could have been 10 to 20,
theoretically.
But if they were
in a big, huge park all 6 feet apart having their own joint. Of course,
that's the way to do it.
They would just bust it for the pot then, though, because it's Nebraska.
Yeah, but that takes a while.
Yep.
You got to go. You got to walk 6 feet here.
Another guy's gonna
then
run,
walk
then.
Another 6 feet.
Yeah.
Then walk another 6 feet and write a ticket.
Right.
Then write it. Walk.
And you
another
guys all
six
stay
feet.
Here while I write this off.
Yeah. Assuming 50 people are just gonna stand there and wait to be arrested.
Wait. So yeah. So
hang
that
on,
would just take forever.
I'm being arrested in about 2 hours. I'm waiting.
Yeah, you might get two of them ticketed. The rest of them are gonna run.
They're gonna run, right?
Yeah. They don't want to get close to you either if they can avoid it.
No, they don't.
Here's Alicia. She got a ticket the other day and said the cop threw the ticket in my car from about 6 feet away.
I don't blame him, man. I don't blame him.
The tickets now come with the cops all have T-shirt guns to just fire them into your car.
Or they fold them up like a little paper airplane and toss your car that way.
And it misses. Reach down, grab it again, throw it.
Or even better, wrap the ticket around a hot dog and put it in the hot dog gun. And then you get the hot dog along with the ticket.
Yeah, there you go.
splash you in the face with a hot dog. Hey, and I'm happy to see you.
My oldest son has been driving more, so he drove home from work last night, which was terrifying.
Yeah, but it is.
But, like, it was uneasy, like, pulling into our neighborhood. He was, like, not in the right lane and, you know, swerving and stuff. And he looks over and he's like, well, I'm like, they're just going to think you're drunk.
You're right.
Fine. You're not.
You're right. You're not. So they pull you over,
you're not.
Yeah.
That's true.
Puss Lamb Tube is one of the 144 players that had the 87-year-old Little Richard.
Oh, the...
I don't know.
No, the Lamb Tube is to keep their... You know, like when you take them to the 4-H shows, to keep their coat nice.
Is it?
I thought it was their butt.
Because they make tubes for dogs, so you don't mess up their hair before they go on the showroom floor.
I've never heard of such
a thing.
I'll send you a picture next time.
So please, I'm curious about this tube thing.
So is it like a big cone over their body?
No, it's just like a little, for lack of a better term, a leotard. A one-piece that you put over the dog. I mean, obviously.
But wouldn't the one-piece mess up the hair?
No, it keeps it matted down.
Oh, I get
it. I don't know. I don't show dogs.
All right.
Yeah, but you've seen them.
Yeah.
Well, push
we those, haven't.
Yeah. I've seen them walking around the house.
Yeah. We haven't seen these things.
Well, they take the tube off once they go in the show.
These lamb tubes.
Yeah, they got to be a similar thing as the dog tubes.
I just assumed it was a butthole.
No, they
you do that a lot.
It's something that just like keeps the animal in place.
Like, that's the tube right there. That's why they're called a Puss's Lamb Tube.
Hold it by that.
Yeah.
There's a hole in the tube for their legs, tail, and head.
Okay.
Puss of the farmhouse. Gets
variation
a hit.
Variation on a theme, but I like it.
Yeah.
You know?
I like that. They get a hit, as does Puss's Pucker Hole, Queef Taster, Ralph Old Highway 71.
That's Puss's porn name.
Red-haired Reaper gets a hit. Resurrection by Erection gets a hit. Sandusky Ooh. Sleepover, Screaming Skip as You Drown.
They had one recently.
Hey, that porn name, by the way, has become a... everybody's porn name is pretty much a Deadpool name. But Nick, what is your porn name? It's your first pet in the street you grew up on.
It'd be Murphy Roxbury Drive.
Well, that's Murphy Roxbury
for short.
Murphy Roxbury. Okay.
Yeah, wow, that's not bad.
That's a good porn name.
It sounds like a gay porn star.
Sounds like I'm packing some heat.
Somebody will pick that next year for the Deadpool. All of us are in there. Craig's Peggy Vanderbilt. I'm Phoebe Portland. Todd is, what are you?
Sammy Third Street.
Yeah. Oh, Sammy Third Street.
He's low rent, Sammy Third Street. Yeah. That's a low rent porn star there.
And Ralph Old Highway 71.
Yeah, that's when they bring in the old people.
That sounds like a very flaccid porn.
Yeah.
Sex Toy Garage Sale gets a hit. Smoking Ludes with Todd gets a hit. And not a sock monkey, but your favorite sock monkey.
Macaque.
Sock Macaque.
Whoa. Glad you said that right.
Yeah.
You threw it out there, too, man.
Like, gets a hit.
Yeah, you nailed it. Sock.
You're into bruising.
Thank God you said sock.
Well, you're familiar with sock monkeys.
Yes, I am.
And again, we're wrapping up National Nurses Week today.
Yeah.
We love them all.
How you doing?
It was on this date in 1992.
There's a great nurse on Tanline Tuesday on Twitter, @TNT Radio Empire. Pulling up her scrubs. It's pretty hot. Check it out.
A Michelle Bachman birthday on this date in 1992.
We lost Freddie Mercury, right? In 92.
For Robert Reed.
Happy birthday!
All right.
We lost at age 59.
Robert Reed was Mike Brady.
Mike Brady, the dad on the Brady Bunch.
He died of a complication of AIDS, too, right?
Right.
Yeah. And so did Freddie Mercury.
Were they
not
lovers?
Familiar with his birthday being today or the anniversary of his death?
No, Freddie
being today.
Died in 91.
Well, I mean today.
I know. I just threw it out there.
Oh, okay.
The year may confuse me a little bit.
I wonder if they hooked up.
No, I don't
know. Mike Brady and Freddie Mercury.
I don't know.
Eric Singer is 62 today.
Eric Singer. There you go.
Hey.
Yeah.
When's Peter Criss's birthday?
The hottest third replacement drummer in the world.
Yeah. Well, brain cancer got him that job. Well, heart cancer got him that job.
Whatever. He's still the hottest third replacement drummer in the world.
Right.
They're not the same without Peter Criss.
No. Or
he has
Ace.
A way of, like, hanging
or,
out.
Or Ace.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Billie Eilish now has a restraining order against a fan, according to TMZ. 24-year-old Pernell Rousseau showed up at her house 7 times since last Monday.
I love you.
Erratic behavior. He sat on the porch reading a book, performing a monologue while the family sat around waiting for security to show up.
Yeah, what a psycho.
Man.
That would suck.
Monologue. You
know,
you
have a stalker and he's reciting a monologue?
Being that famous.
You know, it was a manifesto.
Yeah.
Did you see, there's a great bit, I saw, I'm watching episode 6, so I haven't seen 7 or 8. But episode 6 of the Michael Jordan thing.
The Last Dance.
Yeah. He's, they're playing an away game somewhere, so he's in a hotel room. And he's there all day. He lets the film crew in. He goes, and he's just sitting there on the couch, laying down, relaxing in his sweat, smoking a cigar. And then they go in this rant about what was like to be Michael Jordan. And he puts a suit on, and as soon as he walks out the hotel room door, he comes down the lobby. The lobby is cheering. All the people in the lobby, including the workers, are all just cheering. He walks to the bus. They're all cheering. He gets on the bus. They go to the arena. He has to meet a bunch of sick kids, which was not. He's real nice to all of them, but every time he's got to meet a bunch of sick kids. They're all dying, basically, or make-a-wish people. Then he has to get dressed in the locker room, play the game, and he's having a beer afterwards. They win the game. He walks out, hits the press, and then he walks out. I mean, it just everywhere is just bang, bang, bang. And they talk about it that nobody wanted to be like Mike.
Yeah, there's no downtime.
There was none.
No downtime.
None.
Unless he's secluded in a hotel room beside himself.
It was a great little piece about what it was like at that time. That was 98. What it was like to be Michael Jordan. It's just crazy, man.
But how would that Make-A-Wish thing not get in your head?
I don't know.
Trey's trying to focus on the game and stuff. And they're like,
I know.
Oh, here's a bunch of kids that aren't going to make it through the month.
Right. And he did. He stopped to all of them, made them all feel special, get a picture taken. Every game.
Wow.
Every game. No matter what arena, home or away, he had to do that.
And this is small potatoes, comparatively speaking.
Right.
But one of the other things he had to do was that he would, and this was fairly early on in his NBA career, he had to call the grocery store, this one grocery store that he went to, about 15 minutes before they closed.
Oh, really?
And say, hey, can I come in tonight?
Right.
And so they would stay open specifically for Mike to come in so he didn't have to deal with all that other stuff.
Right.
And he would hand out tips to all the workers that stayed late and whatnot. You know, it cost him.
Right.
But then he at least got to shop in peace.
It was crazy.
So every trip to the grocery store cost you $1,200.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
University of Florida researchers say that a reptile has broken the record for the largest mass of feces ever discovered in an animal its size.
So we did the whale poo story yesterday. And there's a poo-nado?
Poo-nado?
Yeah. Which I thought was kind of pretty, actually, with the brown and the blue. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It looked natural because it was.
Yeah.
Researchers discovered this lizard near a pizza joint in Cocoa Beach. I'm not sure how that comes into play.
Well, pizza binds you up, probably.
They thought that the lizard was pregnant because of her size. However, with more investigation, they found she was actually super constipated. Having eaten a lot of things near the restaurant, the scientists say that a CT scan revealed the lizard was filled with 22 grams of poop. That's about 80% of its total size.
That's a bowl curler, huh? He's calling people in. Hey, look at this.
Yeah, it's not going to flush.
No, I'm not familiar with this. The lizard was apparently starving to death from being so full.
Couldn't eat.
Yeah,
probably.
Couldn't eat anything.
Couldn't eat.
Probably pinching off its stomach.
We need to
How big was the lizard to begin with?
Give the
Well, it was ever discovered in an animal its size.
Give it a lizard a some extra
22 grams. Yeah. 80% of the lizard is 22 grams.
So he's full of S. That lizard's full of S.
Literally.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that lizard's always been full of S.
Well, and dead now. They humanely euthanized it for further study.
Why you just, man, why you loosen up his ass?
After the CAT scan?
Right.
There's some dude waiting to see if his lump is benign or not. Can't get a CAT scan, and this lizard's getting put in. They're like, hey, it's full of turds.
When Craig said,
well, they killed him, though.
A reptile, I heard erectile. I thought he was going to follow with dysfunction, but no, it's a lizard who has a lot of poop in it.
I'm just a dysfunctional reptile.
I'm sure there are dysfunctional reptiles.
Oh, sure. Here's Larry again. He's full of S. Yeah. Literally, he's full of S. All right. Larry the Lizard, of course.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.